You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. Hope you're well. I am doing pretty well myself, I guess. Enjoying the weather change. Yes, in the Northern Hemisphere, we are starting to get into spring-like weather, and there's just nothing better than the spring, you know? It just gives you a new outlook on life, and it gives you an opportunity to smoke a cigar in a beer garden with your friends, which I've already partaken of a couple of times, but I'm looking forward to more of that, so... although I'd like to be smoking something other than a cigar, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, I know you do, you fucking perverts. Well, today I want to talk about something kind of serious. This probably, I was going to put this behind the Patreon paywall, but I feel like it's important enough to not... conceal it from other people. This is a discussion that we should have. And so I want this to be available to everybody. You can support the website. There are plenty of ways to do that. A sticky post on the front of the website tells you more about that if you like the content and you want to support it. Anyway, I want to talk about Destroyer Alphas. Now, I just posted... really, probably one of the worst experiences I've ever heard of a Destroyer Alpha literally destroying the life of a faggot. Now, when I started writing about Destroyer Alphas, you know, people were, they didn't tend to like the generalization of it. You know, they were like, how can you put certain men in this kind of category of being evil or just, you know, out for harm. I don't know. I've tried to give examples when I could of Destroyer Alphas on the website. I thought my interviews with Jordan Fox, who is definitely Destroyer Alpha. I mean, the guy wants to fucking kill faggots on film, all right? So I don't know if it gets much more Destroyer Alpha than that, right? But there are definitely alphas out there who are, they mean to do harm to faggots. I don't know why. Is it some sort of internalized homophobia? Is it just a general hatred of gay people? Is it... just a general hatred of human beings, like a psychosis. It's hard to tell what drives certain men to do terrible things to other people. Faggots are particularly vulnerable to these types of alphas because they're drawn in by wanting to serve and wanting to be owned by a man. And a lot of times, many faggots have this kind of sick fetish to be hurt, to be beaten, to be abused. And Destroyer Alphas prey on that. And this is why I'm always preaching against it. I'm always telling faggots to think about themselves in more valuable terms so that they are not falling victim so much to these Destroyer Alphas. But anyway, the post that I put up on the website... featured, it was written by a faggot named Zach, and Zach fell in with a Destroyer Alpha who exhibited, you know, some of the telltale signs that we're going to talk about here. that destroyer alphas often show that can suss them out and you can stay away from them. But Zach got pulled in by this destroyer alpha. And this destroyer alpha very rapidly insinuated himself into Zach's life and got very personal information, private information that this destroyer alpha did not get permission to access. And then the destroyer alpha used that to ruin his living arrangements in his apartment complex, ruin his job, ruin his relationships, his personal relationships. And basically, Zach had to start over because of this destroyer alpha. It was very hard to read and very hard to discuss. I had some discussions with Zach. Zach was known to me because he had written to me before this destroyer alpha came along. And so I know that Zach has a good heart for service. He was trying to be a good faggot and trying to serve men. He just wanted to find a man to serve. And this destroyer alpha came along and crushed him. And this is not the first time that I have heard these types of stories. Obviously, I mean, I've heard lots and lots of things from faggots over the years, and this was the most detailed and most upsetting, I think, account of a destroyer alpha really just unleashing hell on a faggot in his life. Now, there are lots of ways to avoid destroyer alphas. You have to be on alert. But first, let's talk about the faggot, okay? If you're a faggot and you want to serve a man, you've got to do work on yourself first. You have to prepare your mind and your heart to be able to submit yourself properly to the right man. So many of these faggots are broken. They are broken faggots who are led around by their impulses, who are led around by their fetishes, who think badly of themselves. They want to be hurt because they feel bad, and they want an alpha to confirm that they are the trash that they think they are, when they're not. Faggots have worth. Faggots do good in the world, and they do good for alphas. They have a pure desire to want to serve a man. And so often I hear faggots say about themselves that they just want to be hurt, that they only deserve to be hurt. So what kind of alpha is that faggot going to attract? Do you think a real alpha, like a protector alpha, a really powerful alpha that other people admire, do you think that alpha is going to want to own a broken, self-hating faggot? Absolutely not. No way in hell. So the first step is meditating on your purpose and meditating on the fact that your purpose is valuable. It's not trash. You are not trash. Your purpose is not trash. You're part of a grander scheme of things. Faggots are an important part of hierarchy. And they elevate men in a way that nothing else can. So it's vital that faggots serve men. So that's the first step when dealing with a destroyer alpha is internal work from the faggot. And there are resources. I have resources on the website. There's other places to go for that. So it's definitely an important thing, you know. Now, when we talk about being on the lookout for a destroyer alpha, what are some of the telltale signs that we would look for, you know, to see, to judge whether or not we should serve this alpha? First and foremost, I think destroyer alphas are, they're quick to try to get personal information out of you. So if an alpha approaches you and is instantly going, I want face and body pics, I want, you know, I want your banking information, I want you to start tributing to me right now, etc. That alpha does not have your good intentions, your safety at heart, okay? He doesn't have an interest in you serving him long term. He's interested in getting what he can to make you serve. And that's just typical destroyer alpha behavior. If an alpha instantly starts degrading you, that is definitely a sign. Very often, alphas will get into a DM of a faggot and starts calling it worthless or, you know, piece of shit or whatever. That right there demonstrates that the alpha doesn't even have common manners. It shows how little he thinks of you as an agent, as an independent agent. Because faggots have their own agency just like any other human being. And there has to be some respect of that agency. So if an alpha is talking to you that way, this is why I'm always saying this on Twitter particularly, you know, if an alpha is calling you worthless, he's not the right man to serve. He doesn't deserve your service and worship. Because right there, he shows that he wants to hurt you. Okay. And again, like, if he's asking for pictures and things like that, right up front, why is he asking for that? This is particularly true if the person claims to be a straight alpha. Why is he asking for that? What does he care what you look like necessarily? Okay, you're just getting to know somebody. You don't walk up to somebody on the street and start demanding personal information from them. You come to know who they are and see if there's a fit, you know. Any alpha who approaches a faggot like that is merely looking for a score, either financially or some other way, okay? So those are all signs that you want to watch for. If you encounter an alpha who wants to jump straight into bondage and restraint and torture play, that is probably indicative of a destroyer alpha. I don't have anything against BDSM. It's definitely has its place in hierarchical encounters, but those are things, those types of things, restraints, being restrained by an alpha, those are trust play things, okay? So you're basically putting your life in the hands of this man. And if he is jumping to those types of activities right off the bat or without some sort of discussion, you do not trust that person, okay? I actually wrote about an encounter in my post about Zach's experience. I wrote about Destroyer Alpha wanting to tie me up in a basement. I didn't even know this Alpha that long, and he was already wanting to tie me up and have me gangbanged. Like, that, maybe he had good intentions. I don't know, but because I didn't allow that to happen, because I ran in the other direction. But you have to have some sense about it. Some faggots I know would think that kind of thing is hot, but it's not hot. As Zach, his experience shows, that Alpha, that Destroyer Alpha, tied him up to where he couldn't escape, and then he rifled through Zach's personal items, took pictures of his credit cards and his driver's license, and he went through his phone and got phone numbers and everything else, like, and then used all that to destroy his life. Okay, when you get in those situations with the Destroyer Alpha, they are going to take that and they're going to run with it. If you're not careful, if you're not using caution, if an Alpha comes to you and they're demanding certain, like, extreme services, like, I'm thinking of being put in a will or having access to bank accounts right away, okay? That is typical Destroyer Alpha activity. They're not out for your good interest, okay? They're not out for your interest at all. They're looking to use you. I want to highlight that all these things seem hot to a faggot. That's really the trap, is that it turns faggots on for a man to demand things from us. But the key element here is how they demand it and when they demand it. If they jump directly into some of these things, it's got to be a red flag. You have to say no. Because there's no reason why an alpha should expect a faggot to perform some of these activities that require a great amount of trust. I see a lot of risky behavior out of faggots. One thing too, this was something that came up with Zach. This alpha pretty much stealthed Zach. He said he was going to wear a condom and then mid-fuck pulled the condom off. Now, Zach said, well, I knew he did that, but I let him breed me, you know. Now, I'm all for breeding, okay? I mean, I think it's vital in a lot of ways. But you have to be choosy about who you let breed you, okay? It's not advisable to just immediately go into getting bred by an alpha. You know, there are issues about diseases. There are alphas out there that get off, Destroyer Alphas, who get off on spreading disease. Sad to say. So this is something that faggots have to respect their own agency and say no. You know, and this is the thing that is really hard. It's kind of a dance that happens here. The faggot has to respect the alphas that it deals with, and it has to be pliant and be obedient to service. But it also has to use some form of common sense. That's hard. When you're in subspace, you're not thinking correctly. That's why this stuff all has to happen before you approach an alpha. That's why it's so vital that faggots consider this stuff now before they engage in an alpha to prepare, do the groundwork so that when you're in that situation, you can pull back and say no. Because when you're in subspace, it's probably too late. And tragic things can happen. Now, Zach's experience is really, it's just heartbreaking because his trust is broken now. You know, a good faggot now has been broken by this careless, horrible person who took a bunch of money from Zach, destroyed his life. He got kicked out of his apartment because the alpha told him, his landlord, that he was a hooker. He lost his job. His family members all found out about what he was doing, saw pictures of him that the alpha had taken and distributed to his family and friends. And that's it. I mean, all because he didn't think that an alpha, a destroyer alpha, was real, and that kind of thing is possible. And I really don't want any of you faggots out there to have to go through that. You know, there are so many great alphas, great protector alphas, or just regular alphas, okay, who are really good men who will value you as their property. Why trash yourself by serving destroyer alphas? I mean, don't kid yourself. They're out there, and they are looking for fresh meat all the time to stick in the grinder. And so, like, don't allow them access to that kind of access to your life. You're more valuable than that. Anyway, you know, here's the thing, like, come on fagsworshipalphas.com. I've got tons of experiences of faggots serving some of the greatest protector alphas on the planet. And they are happy and they are fulfilled faggots. There are faggots on Twitter who are FinDom faggots who are serving faithfully and finding some measure of fulfillment with great alphas who care for them. There are good alphas out there. Find them and serve them. Don't let destroyer alphas entice you into a destructive course. Okay? Anyway, I hope that this kind of wakes some people up. I don't know. Sometimes I just kind of feel like I'm talking into the void here, but, like, I really hope that a lot of you do the work mentally and emotionally to prepare yourself and then go find a good alpha. They're out there. They want to take possession of you, these good alphas. They will protect you. That's why they're called protector alphas, okay? They will value you in a way that you never thought was possible. So, and just as a closing note, thank you to all the protector alphas out there. You know, some of them who I know listen to this podcast, you know I'm talking about you. Thank you for being an example. And I am blessed to be able to broadcast your glory and your example to other people. So I'm glad to share it. So there are positive examples. Go to fagsworshipalphas.com and learn. Okay? It's life and death in a lot of cases. So it's important. So anyway, I guess I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Please be careful. I love you. Bye.